Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size Science with Dr. Chris Smith and with Dr. Kat Arney. We're from The Naked Scientists. Now, plants don't just look pretty, they're also an important source of food and oil. And in this podcast, we're going to find out how.
What we're talking about is vegetable oils or fats, which are natural oils found in seeds, nuts and a few fruits. So, for example, you've probably heard of things like olive oil or sunflower oil.
So how do you get to those oils?
Well, the simplest way is just to crush the things. So you would crush olives to get olive oil. But sometimes the oil is harder to get out, so you need to use a solvent, which is something that can wash the oils out. Then you heat up the mixture and use distillation to purify the oil away from the solvent or any other impurities such as water. So sunflower oils made in this way.
And if we get down to the molecular level, what do these things actually look like?
Natural oils or fats are made of glycerol and fatty acids strung together in a special way. Glycerol is a molecule that has just three carbon atoms, and each acts as an anchor point for a fatty acid, which is a long string of carbon atoms. So three long fatty acids plus one molecule of glycerol makes up an oil molecule.
And how does this structure affect the actual properties of the oil?
Well, for a start, the long chains of fatty acids repel water. They're hydrophobic. So this explains why oil and water don't mix. Another key thing that affects the properties of an oil are whether the fatty acids are saturated or unsaturated.
And what does that mean?
Saturated fats only have single bonds between the carbon atoms in the fatty acid chains, and these are less common in vegetable oils than in animal fats. And fats like this tend to be more solid at room temperature, like the animal fat lard.
And what about the unsaturated oils?
These have double bonds between some of the carbon atoms in their fatty acid chains, and this makes them liquid at room temperature. You can divide them into monounsaturated fats, which just have one double bond in each fatty acid, or polyunsaturated fats, which have lots of double bonds. And these are much more common in vegetable oils than in animal fats.
So if I've got some oil sitting in front of me, how can I tell whether it's got saturated fat or unsaturated fat in it?
Well, you can do a pretty clever test. You just shake up your oil with some bromine water. That's water with bromine dissolved in it. And it will go colourless if you have an unsaturated fat, but it will stay that orangey-brown colour if it's a saturated fat.
And how does that work, though?
Well, it's really neat. The bromine water contains the brown-coloured element bromine, which reacts with double bonds. So if your oil is unsaturated, the bromine in the water will react with the double bonds in it and get used up, so the colour changes. And if there's no double bonds there, then of course you won't get a reaction, so the colour stays.
But if most of the vegetable fats are liquid at room temperature, how do we get those solid vegetable fat spreads like margarine that you get in the shops?
This is done through a process called hydrogenation, and that's basically breaking the double bonds between carbon atoms and sticking in extra hydrogen. So this leaves saturated fats with only single bonds, and they're, of course, solid at room temperature.
And how do you do that process?
It's quite a nifty chemical reaction. Basically, you heat up your oil with hydrogen gas to about 60 degrees centigrade, along with a nickel catalyst. You can then purify the resulting saturated fats and make vegetable margarine. This is good for things like baking cakes and yummy pastries, and it's often used by commercial bakers.
Now, I keep hearing that fats are actually bad for me, so is that true?
Well, fats from both animals and vegetables are good sources of energy, but you do need to be careful not to eat too much, or you could get fat. Now, we do know that unsaturated fats, which come from plants, seem to be better for our health than lots of saturated fats, which often come from animal fats. Though there are some concerns about trans fats.
What are they?
Well, these are a type of fat that's created during hydrogenation. They're also known as partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, and they're thought to cause health problems like heart disease. So food manufacturers are being urged to cut down on the levels of these fats in processed foods.
And are there any other uses for plant oils?
Yeah, in fact, you can run cars and trucks on plant oil. This is known as biodiesel, and some of it's actually made from waste cooking oil, as well as rapeseed oil.
And is biodiesel actually better for the environment?
In theory, yes. It's carbon neutral because burning the oils releases carbon dioxide that was taken up by the plant during its lifetime for photosynthesis. But some people do worry that using large areas of farmland for growing fuels rather than for food is actually unethical, especially in the developing world.
Thanks, Kat. So we've looked at oils from plants, and in part two, we're going to find out about some additives that are put in our foods.